Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello and welcome to the NS9 postgame show powered by Permane Brothers. I'm Cody. That's Neil. Neil, how you doing? How you doing tonight?
I'm all right.
We're okay. You know,
it was this game was a lot more enjoyable because of the company that we had.
Right. So tonight we did our first NS9 watch along with our MVP subscribers on YouTube. We had a great time. There's a lot of jokes being told. People, you know, just the interaction with the community is great. If you want to be a part of that next time, make sure you join and become an MVP member. That's the only way you can get into our watch-alongs. And Neil, that was awesome. Like,
it was needed.
Bad of a game as that was.
Yeah. About to say, it was a great experience. It was the only reason tonight was enjoyable, because if I had to sit there and watch that alone, I would have been so pissed off when we came onto this chat, but I'm in a good mood. You know, we got to hang out with some fun people, got to talk with some good, it was a lot of fun.
Right. Yeah, it was great. And, you know, while we're still talking about positive things, we got the NS9 tailgate coming up in June 22nd. It's Andrew McCutchen bobblehead night. Make sure you're there. Make sure you RSVP as well. It's in the description. Robot? That's the word.
Okay. I don't even word
that. RSVP in the description below if you're on YouTube. We got to make sure everybody gets a Permane Brothers sandwich, so make sure you RSVP. Anything else positive before we can talk about this game, Neil?
The Discord's really fun, too. You should join the Discord.
Join the Discord.
Well, really good bunch of guys in that Discord, too. And we even have a guy selling off Pirates lunch boxes. They're free. He'll just, all you need is some shipping.
I got two of them. I don't know where one is, but another one is on my shelf over here behind one of my pop figures.
Nice.
But he was giving them away and it was great. I got two, Jim got two. But this was actually the first time that Jim with the hashtag raise it.
Connor beat him to it. Connor put the raise it in there first.
That was great. But this was the first time, like, not only was I doing the watch-along with everybody, but this is the first time I had the Discord up as well while watching the game. It's a fun time. I highly recommend it. The Discord is free, by the way. Make sure you get in there. I'm sure it's linked somewhere that you can just easily get access to it. But, yeah. So, anyway,
video.
We've killed enough time here, Neil.
I guess we have to talk about this game.
So the Pirates lose 5-1 to the A's.
Yeah.
A team that nobody has any hope for. A team that is unfortunately moving. I was going to wear my last dive bar shirt tonight in you know, showing my support for the fan base. But it was unfortunately dirty. I've worn it often since I got it. But, yeah, the A's just gave it to us tonight. Bailey Falter has his second really bad outing, and this time it resulted in a loss. So let's start there. Falter gives up five. What did he give up? All five, I believe.
I
know he gave up six hits.
Yeah, he gave up all five runs in five innings.
Yeah.
One home run, no walk, six hits. I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't think it was fair that he gave up five earned runs. I don't think he was that bad. I think there was some bad defensive plays or just bad luck on his part. But he also wasn't good. And it's not fair to him because, you know, he's at best your back-end rotation guy. But, you know, when your offense is struggling, five runs is insurmountable. Like, we were never coming back from how that offense looked tonight.
Yeah, and, like, just like you said, like, the start wasn't that bad. Like, he was who he was or who he is, you know? Mm-hmm. He's that guy that's going to give up some runs, and you got to give him support on offense. Mm-hmm. We knew that coming into this season. He has shocked us his last couple of starts, but we knew who he was and that he needs this run support. And against a team that has, frankly, the worst pitching in the league, mm-hmm. we only get two hits. So you can't, it's hard to help out the starter whenever you just can't find the ball.
Yeah, and like even if you had like prime Jared Jones out there tonight, you're probably still not winning this game. You might take it the extras if you're lucky, but no, Bailey Falter was not the issue. And I think like after the home run, like three of his runs were off of sac flies. You know, like he did his job. He got some. He was unlucky, but you know, he also you can kind of start to see why he maybe needs to start getting replaced with someone better in the near future. You know, like he's very limited. And we saw that tonight.
Yeah, and I mean, he's gotten the job done this far, and it's like, obviously we know Skeens is on the horizon, but to get what we've gotten from him to this point, I'll take it. I'll take it nine times out of ten.
Yeah.
He gave you two really bad starts, even tonight, like we're saying, like it wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
It could have obviously been worse.
It could have been way worse. And I mean, I don't think any of us, when we, you know, think about that first inning in Miami or anything we saw from spring training, that we were going to see anything this competent. And you know, he would even had moments where he was blowing his 92 mile an hour fastball past A's hitters.
Right.
Like his slider was it was one of the better five-run performances I think I've seen from a Pirate starter, and I can't believe I'm saying that about Bailey Falter.
Right, exactly. I mean, he had, like you were saying, he was blowing the 92-mile-per-hour fastball past guys. He had five strikeouts tonight, and, like, it's a start that needs to be capitalized on, even though he did give up the runs. And, you know, it should have been a closer game, but unfortunately it wasn't. We'll keep going with the pitching. Move on to Roansy. He went two innings. He walked two, gave up two hits. He also had three strikeouts. What did you see from Roansy tonight that you may have liked or disliked?
I am so like indifferent on Roansy. I know he had three strikeouts, but he never looked impressive. He's never looked impressive this entire time. And it sucks that I hate that he's tied to this, but it's a white flag when we put him in.
Yeah.
It is raising the surrender flag. And he was lucky not to give up any runs. Like really, like he was very lucky. He took some of Falter's luck today.
Yeah. And that's, I feel like we keep saying it, is that the pitching staff, which we thought was going to be a problem, has not been the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so frustrating that that's the case. But now that we go on to
slightly low average offense is like five games over 500. It is infuriating to watch this over and over again. We're staying up late. We have 40 people on YouTube watching right now who all stayed up and watched this game.
And we appreciate you all.
Yes, we do. And I can't, but like all these people watching, we can't hit worth a damn, it's awful.
It's so bad. But hey, we thank you all for showing up to group therapy. It's a nice time. But then we go on to Kyle Nicklaus. He pitched one inning, had two walks. I mean, that's been his problem, right? He can't find the zone. But he also had two strikeouts.
Yeah, I like Nicholas. He has a lot of fun stuff, but he also showed why you can't put him in high leverage situations because he's not very he can't really throw strikes.
Yeah, I mean, and like you said, like Rowanzi was the first white flag, Nicholas was the second. You know, it's like you kind of just throwing a game away at that point, and it sucks that that's the case. And it's because of the hitting. So let's move on to the offense. You know, we start this game off with Ke'Bryan Hayes with a single. Great. Yep. Love it. And then B-Ray gets on. He walked. And then O'Neal Cruz comes up to bat. And I just had a feeling. I was like, this guy's going to get out somehow. Mm-hmm. He's gonna see two guys on base. He knows he's playing one of the worst pitching staffs in the league. And he's going to try and put something into something. And that's what he did, and it just was a pop-up. And it's like, dude, I know you want to get something going here, mm-hmm. but let's sit back, like be professional. Have a professional at bat. Don't go up there swinging the bat like anything that comes off of it is going to go 400 feet. Mm-hmm. I just don't think that's the case with you, man, at least not right now. And I think this goes back to, I think, something that Fort said on one of our programs a long time ago, that O'Neal Cruz has a little bit of growing up to do. And I think we saw that in that first at bat where his eyes got a little wide, you know?
Mm-hmm. I really just think like he has just suffered so much from not playing baseball for such a long, extended period of time. And you're slowly running out to the point where it stops being an excuse because we're about a month into the season. He's been playing full-time baseball for 2 months. But you can just tell that, like, he hasn't been hitting. He wasn't allowed to play Dominican League this winter, which I think is fair. You know, he just injured his ankle. But no, he doesn't look comfortable. I remember the beginning of 2023, before he broke his ankle, how comfortable and how confident he looked at the plate. That's gone. It's not here right now, and it sucks. Yeah, there's no other word to say it. It just sucks.
Yeah, and I mean, how do you overcome that? You know, should we have let him play winter ball to overcome that? Should we have, you know, had a better medical staff that could have helped with his rehab? Like, how do you fix that? I mean, I think it's a case-by-case thing, but the fact that the guy that's supposed to be your superstar isn't performing whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. And it's not just, it just sucks. It's not even just him. It is the entire offense. I don't think we have a single guy outside of Brian Reynolds and Alika Williams and Connor Joe. I think those are the only three hitters who have been above average. Like when Alika Williams is your third best hitter this season, that's a problem. That's a big problem. And I don't trust anyone on the staff to right the ship.
Yeah, and I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. I love what I'm seeing from Alika Williams. I brought it up a little bit in the last post game that I was on. You know, when a guy like that is hitting well, your team should be doing well, right? But he's one of only a few that are hitting well. So it's like it's not doing what it should be doing, which is complementing the rest of the hitters.
Yeah. And I think Mackey said it best actually in a tweet today. He's just like, you know, Ben Sherrington mentions that only three guys are performing like above their projections. I think we named those three players. He's like, how are there not alarm bells? We're 30 games in and 10 of your 13 position players aren't hitting even close to your projection models. Like, something's wrong. Like something has to change. And I understand you can't be super reactive. Like if you're going to be reactive, you're not going to last long in baseball, but it comes to a point where we're just throwing the season away in April.
That's what it feels like. And it's really frustrating when last year they started out so hot and then they started out hot and then they punted.
Yeah.
And now it's like, they're punting from the start, from the get go. And you're like, whoa, that was not what was supposed to happen. That's not what you advertised to us.
Nope.
Like, us as fans, we were told this is going to be the first year of competitive baseball. At least that's how I understood it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're just not seeing that. Like, I was, you know, I'm going to go in a little bit of rant.
Go for it.
You know, you see them pick up these guys in the offseason, like Chapman, Herman, like some of the guys who you know have skill, right? But they're kind of – they're an island of misfits, like, for one reason or another.
Yeah.
But you see them make those moves, and with the position this team is in, this organization's in, your first thought is, okay, that's a trade piece. That's for when – everybody on the team is doing well, but you still need that one piece. Mm-hmm. And then you trade those guys away to bring in that piece for a playoff push.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they sold to us. That's what was sold to us. I think, you know, as much as I hate listening to Ben Cherington talk about this team because I can see right through the bullshit. Sorry, we usually don't curse on this program, but I can see right through his words, and it's, you know, he just tells you what you want to hear. He's a used car salesman at this point. He's trying to sell you a beat up old SUV and tell you this is the sports car you've always wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how it's felt. That's what the Pittsburgh Pirates experience has been so far through a month of the season.
Yeah. And it sucks because I think like we were beating the drum all winter long about how like in a vacuum these moves are fine, but they don't move the needle. And so far we haven't seen a team that is better than last year, which is crazy to me, right? Like we don't have a better team or players to bring in that make this team any good.
Right.
And you're seeing that with the offense. Michael A. Taylor, good defensive player, not moving the needle. Rowdy Tellez needs to get off my team. Jared Sciullo, he cannot be your starting second baseman. He has to be a utility guy. Like Henry Davis and O'Neill Cruz, who were supposed to bring this lineup, are playing like garbage. Like nothing's working. And people should lose their jobs over it. I think I said this before, like if that means Shelton has to go, like as Shelton's biggest defender, if that means Shelton has to go, bye. Like if that's what needs to happen, fine. But I don't get what we're doing here. I don't.
I'm just glad I finally got you to admit that Shelton.
I don't think Shelton's the problem. Like, and I think we've even argued about this on the watch along. But if that's what needs to happen to like get some fire or like people realize like, hey, what's happened is not okay. Fine, like, say goodbye to Shelton. That's no skin off my back.
Yeah. And you know, I think I said it last post game I did the day game that like I like the romanticizing sports. I like.
Mm-hmm.
To talk about the feel of a guy or a feel of the clubhouse and like all those things. And I'll come back to this point that I feel like I made last year of when the Penguins fired their head coach years ago.
Yeah.
And they brought in Sullivan. They went back to back cups. Like some when you do things like that, it wakes people up. It's they're serious. Like, you know, it sucks to take somebody out of a job, but these guys are professionals at the highest level. They'll find a job somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't feel that bad.
Shelton's going to go back to selling the hit stick. He'll be fine.
Exactly. Shelton will go recreate the hit stick and sell thousands of them to the Pirates. So, because God knows they need them right now. But yeah, like something needs to be done,
mm-hmm.
and it needs to be done strategically. You know, maybe it isn't Shelton that's the problem. I mean, we've seen so far this season, like me as the biggest, one of the biggest Shelton haters, we've seen this year that he can make smart moves. He can put guys in at the right time. He can make the right decision with a pinch hitter. Like, he can do those things. It's the supporting cast around him that is frustrating, and most of all, Andy Haynes.
Yeah.
And with everything that happened this offseason with Nunnally, and not like they fired the guy out of the organization, and he helped one of our top players hit again.
Yep.
What kind of backwards? I don't want to cuss again, but how? What? It's so backwards. Like, how?
I mean, if there is anything, because like I thought we had hit rock bottom when we got destroyed by the Red Sox starting Tyler Heineman at DH and Pablo Reyes at first base. I feel like getting two hit by the A's, letting Joe Boyle with a 7 ERA and a whip close to 8 blank us for 4 straight innings after we only get one hit in the first. We only scored because of 2 wild pitches.
Yeah.
That's the only reason we scored is because he could not find the zone. But after that, like, I feel like that almost has to – that has to be some sort of change, right? Like, when does the madness stop?
So it's hard to gauge it because baseball is such a long season, right?
Yeah.
You have 162 games. It's, what, 7 months out of the year. You know, when is the right time to get, like, give up on a guy and be like, you're not the one? I mean, obviously us as fans, we're fed up. But when it's hard to gauge when the organization is like, dude, you got to get it together. And I think it's going to be similar to what happened with the Steelers. Honestly, they're going to wait until hope is almost gone. And then they're going to say, yeah, you got to go. Like, yeah.
It's just
frustrating because we all know it should have happened earlier. You know, that's the biggest point.
Angus people said no one fires guys a month into the season. That's probably for good reason. Like, you don't panic. It just sucks because the guys we're talking about have been around for years.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what really sucks. You know, not only did we get, like, only 2 hits, we also just did not hit the ball hard. We struck out a bunch of times. We did not look competitive in any at-bats. When we finally did get runners on, we grounded into like 5 double plays today. Maybe it was less. It feels like it was at least 5, though. There's no, like, there is no confidence. There is no, I think someone in a chat earlier mentioned the body language is terrible. Like, everyone looks defeated. Yeah. Everyone looks defeated at the plate. Like, Reynolds looks more miserable than he usually does. Tellez was about to slam his helmet today. Like, no one's having fun, and which is except the bullpen.
Yeah,
the hitters are there miserable in the dugout while the bullpen is just lobbing balls into the playing their game. It's a very weird vibe right now.
it sucks. It really does, and I don't know how much longer we want to really talk about it. I know we were making jokes in the. And the watch along of how long this show will be because it was such a bad game to watch.
Yeah.
I think we got over. I think
about the game. Cause like, what can you really say about the game tonight?
Right.
Like, Billy Falter is like the only like real notable thing but the hitting, it's the hodgepodge of nothingness all over again.
Yep. It's bad. Let's see. Let's look at some comments. That's what I do when I run out of things to say.
Yeah.
Let's look at the comments. Let's see. Eli Evans says, Sherrington is more loyal to this philosophy than trying to field a winning team. Very true.
Yep.
Sean, one of our MVPs, says, everyone looks like they'd rather be somewhere else, including Kutch. That's actually something I want to touch on, and it's very true. And the one person that I've been saying it, and I hate to keep getting on the guy, but the one guy that I've seen this the most with is O'Neill Cruz. Anytime he strikes out, he just puts his head down, walks away. because he's probably striking out swinging or looking. I mean, he just puts his bat back on his shoulder and walks away like, oh, well, I'll be somewhere else in a year or two anyway because they don't want to sign me to a long-term deal. And it's like, why would we want to sign you to a long-term deal if that's the only reason you want to play well? Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. Money makes people play better sometimes. I get that.
The only reason I disagree is that he always looks like that when he strikes out. He always just looks pissed off with himself. Like,
he doesn't even look pissed off anymore. He looks like ho-hum. That happens. That's the game. That's what it looks like to me, at least.
Mm-hmm. I don't notice anything different. Like, he always just kind of looks the same. Like, he, unless he's smiling, he just looks pissed off.
No, to me, that doesn't look pissed off. That looks, I'd rather be in playing for LA right now. I'd rather be playing for the Yankees right now. That's what that look looks like to me. It doesn't look like anger. It looks like someone who's spaced out thinking about his future and not the present.
I have not looked that closely, so I will not make any more comments because
I'm just going off right now. That's all.
Yeah, yeah, and it just nothing is good right now. You bring up Piguero, maybe you bring up Gonzalez, and like pray to God that they.
I brought that up in the watch along. To bring up Piguero. And I think it was taken the wrong way. I'm saying bring up Piguero because something needs to change.
Yeah.
Like, I don't expect Piguero to play well.
Mm-hmm.
I expect people to wake up and be like, oh, they just sent so-and-so down for this guy, and they might do that to me next. You know? Like, just make a statement. Come on.
I agree. I would probably, if you're doing that, I'd probably bring up Gonzalez first. He's earned it.
Yeah, it's one or the other. It doesn't really matter to me.
But then you get to the question, who gets sent? You're probably sending down Alika Williams at that rate. Because
no, I'd send down Triolo.
You can't send down Triolo.
Listen, I love his defense. His defense is great. But he's not hitting as well as Alika Williams is right now.
Yeah, but we were one of the worst defensive teams in baseball. You cannot send down one of the three guys who looks competent out in the field. You're muted. Sorry for technical difficulties. Nope. Cody was so mad that he broke his mic.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I said I want to make a statement.
Right, fair.
So send down your best defender.
Now I got to hold this because my stand for it is bad. But that's what I mean, though, is make a statement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, send down a good player, you know? They need to know that, hey, mediocrity doesn't go well here. But Charrington has showed us that we're all for mediocrity. So,
yeah, it's not in the organization's nature. Not at all. Yeah. Not in the slightest.
Do you have anything else to talk about this game?
No, I don't want to think about this game ever again.
All right, well... DeNardo's roasting me right now. But anyway.
I mean, DeNardo can't even get the joke reference right for his tweets, so.
I know. But anyway. You want to do something fun? We want to end this on a high note.
Yeah, let's do something fun.
We're calling an audible here, DeNardo. we're going to do a rapid fire, though.
Okay, yeah.
Neil and I... we're discussing before the show. We were like, what are we going to talk about? Because this game was so bad. And we got 29 minutes in. But we still want to do this. It was something we talked about in the watch along. We were talking about the City Connects. Mm-hmm. So we're going to tier list the City Connects right here, right now.
All right.
All right, rapid fire. Let's start. Angels.
A. Those are fantastic.
I give it a C, so it's going to go in B.
A B? All right, I can work with
that. All right, Brewers.
C. They're boring.
I also give it a C. Cubs.
D. D? They're bad because they never wear them.
Ah, they do never wear them. Am I able to do between? No, we'll just put it in D. Screw the Cubs. Who's that? Arizona.
Diamondbacks? What do you think? I love them.
I think they're all right. I can't give them an S tier, though.
We'll I would give them. I would be A or B.
We'll go A. All right, Dodgers.
Dodgers are in their own tier of awfulness, but D because it's the lowest one.
I give it a C, but I'll defer to your D because they're not imaginative. Giants.
I don't like them, but I think they're creative. So I do give them a C.
I'll put them in C for creativity, but they are not great. Miami.
S. They're fantastic. I love those.
See, I give them a B because I think they're just a recreation of another jersey. So we'll go with A.
Okay.
Houston.
B. I do love the Space City, but I don't like that's all maybe.
I'll defer to you. We'll go B. I think they're
a C. You deferred to me last time. What do you think?
I think they're a C. We'll put them in C.
All right, put them in C.
All right, Washington.
Those are my favorite. The cherry blossoms are great. Those are S tier to me.
They're almost S tier. I give them an A.
All right, put them in just... A.
Okay, put them, we'll in, put A. them in A.
They're my favorite.
Boston.
I'm a runner. Love the Boston Marathon theme. I put those A, if not S.
I give it a C, so we'll go B.
Okay.
Colorado.
I want to like them. Like, I like the license plate idea.
Oh.
But they're just kind of ugly.
Buddy, no, those are S tier. I don't know what you're talking about. We'll go with a B.
All right.
Kansas City.
The Falcons. I think they're a solid A.
I think they're all right. I'll give them an A. We'll put them in A.
I think they're like real nice, but they're like too flashy, so not S, but they look really cool.
All right, White Sox.
I think we both agree that they're not like our favorite, even though everyone else loves them. I think they're a solid B.
I like, give them a D.
Good. I think they're good, but they're not like elite.
We'll put them in C. I really don't like them. I just moved the screen. Braves.
D, because they're just a recreation of a throwback.
See, they're a recreation of a throwback that I really like, though. So I would, personally, I'd give them a B. So I think we throw them in C.
C works.
All right, Texas.
I love like the new like logo, like the little like new animal they made.
Yeah.
But the jerseys themselves don't look that amazing, so I put
these are S tier for me.
We'll go. I'd be comfortable putting them in A.
Okay, San Diego,
S tier. Love them. Yeah. They have those '90s like those soda cup things that you used. I love them. Like they're gaudy. They look cool. They're everything that City Connect should be.
All right, I'll give in. I'll give it to you. I'll give in. Seattle,
C. They're okay.
I give them an A. I think they're exactly what they need to be. So we'll throw them in B.
Okay.
I think there's a Cincinnati.
That's red.
Yeah, Cincinnati.
C, they're also okay. They're just kind of boring because they're all black.
But I love the all black. So I would give them, I'd give them an A. So all right. We'll throw them in B.
B again. All right.
Baltimore. I think Baltimore is S tier.
Why do you think okay, I'm interested. Why do you think Baltimore?
I just think it pops. Like you have just the design on the sleeves and on the inside. It's a lot going on, but it's very minimal. Like it's perfect. And then the letters and the numbers pop off.
I'm upset that they didn't use like I'm upset they put the interesting part of the uniform inside the collar.
That's what I love about it. You got to get to know them to know that they're awesome. Okay.
I would put them in B. I think you think they're S tier. So how about we put them in A?
So it's an A. All right, Pittsburgh.
C. They're not very good.
Oh, those are A for me.
The helmets are terrible. The hats are cool. I hate just the PGH.
Oh,
I think it's a travesty. You could have, and there are like a bunch of them. Like we saw the Mets and the Rays drop bridge motifs in theirs, and we don't have a bridge thing. Like, we're the city of bridges. That's crazy. And we can't even do that.
That's crazy to me that we don't have a bridge.
Like, I can't believe how badly, like, they phoned it in. So, right.
Anyway, Philly, the one of the newer ones.
I like the hats, but they look horrible.
The hats are the only thing saving it. I'll defer to you, and we'll go D. Okay. All right, New York.
I think those are A. I think those are a solid A.
Solid A. I agree.
I love them.
All right, and then Tampa Bay, the newest ones, came out today.
Easy S tier. Easy S tier.
I'm glad we're in agreement there.
Those are so good. I'm going to buy either a hat or a t-shirt with the skateboarding devil ray because it is so
absolutely sick. The skateboarding devil ray is the best.
Yeah. And also they have like a manatee logo. It has like a little like Tampa Bay tattoo. Like everything about it is so cool.
It's awesome. It's
jersey
awesome.
Glows in the dark. Like the attention. I wish they put even half the effort into the Pittsburgh one that they did with the Rays one, because those are perfect.
Yeah. Well, anyway, thanks guys for putting up with us to do that. It was just an idea we had and we really wanted to do it. DiNardo, you're right. I am a little puppy. I just love doing fun things.
Yeah. We need some fun today, damn it.
Yeah, we needed to end this on a high note. It was such a terrible ball game to watch. But anyway, thank you all for joining us for this therapy session that we call NS9 Postgame, powered by Permane Brothers.
People are starving for Permanis, man.
I can't wait until June 22nd for Permanis. That's too far away.
Yeah, no, same. They do not have permit. They don't have it anywhere near Virginia. So I'll have to wait till the tailgate.
I have been debating driving to Scranton to go to the closest Permane Brothers to me, but
I didn't know they had them in Eastern Pennsylvania.
It's there. That's like the closest one. Then the next closest is State College, and I'm not driving 3.5 hours. So
yeah.
But anyway, thank you all for joining us. I hope we had some fun with you guys here at the end, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Yep. Peace out. Have a good night, guys. Thanks for watching.
See ya.
Hey, you all. Thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can, and we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go Bucks.